Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. We'll start with verse 17 and 18. And whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus, all the while giving thanks through him to God the Father. If you're one that every time you get upset, you scream and fuss at people and you say, well, I can't help it, that's just the way I am. Are you a Christian? Well, yes, well then you better get over this. Because what you're doing is not as a representative of Christ, right? I mean, do you know people that call themselves Christians that when they get upset, they glory in saying, this is just the way I am? I know people that do that. Well, hey, that's not the way, that may be the way you are in the flesh, but it's not the way you're supposed to be in the spirit. You're supposed to take control of your flesh and you're supposed to subdue it or kill it. And you're supposed to walk in love, even when you have a bad day. Now, sometimes that's pretty hard. I'm preaching to me today, so don't say guarantee. And whatever you do or say, let it be as a representative of the Lord Jesus, all the while giving thanks through him to God the Father. Then you wives must submit to your husbands as is fitting for those who belong to the Lord. Now you see, you notice he's talking about those who belong to the Lord. Because when you get a group of women, wives together that are not Christian women, very rarely will those women ever submit to their husband. They don't even know what it is to submit to their husband. You know, they just don't know. They've never done it. They've never been trained. I mean, the woman, as a rule, she wants to be the dictator in the home. And just like I've heard preachers make this statement, two get married and become one, and then they go home and figure out which one. That's not the way it's supposed to be. You know, according to God's word, who is to be the king of the castle? The husband. I mean, but ladies, you say, I don't like that. Okay, then don't get married. You know, because if you're a Christian woman, the man is to be the king of the castle. Now, that doesn't mean he's to rule over you as a dictator. He is supposed to love you like Christ loved the church. But the final authority in the home is to be the man's every time. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't give your input in love, tell him what you think about any situation. And if he's not willing to at least listen to you, he's not walking in love. He needs to listen to you, your decision. But when he says, but this is what we're going to do, then that's it. Case closed. Don't start badgering him saying, but that's not what I want to do. I have to have my way. No, you want to have a happy marriage? You keep that up and it won't be long. You won't be married. You'll be out there on the street by yourself. Because that's the way God made the man. God made him to be the spiritual head of the home. I didn't write the rule book. Who wrote the rule book? God wrote the rule book. And if you girls don't like what he said, then you need to go talk to him. I remember one lady that when I told her, because she was not walking in love with her husband, that's why her children were all sick. I mean, I never had a woman scream at me in church, but that one did. I mean, she screamed at me and she told me I was an idiot. I didn't know what I was talking about. You're the biggest fool I ever saw in my life. And she walked out of the church screaming. I said, woman, you ask God, he'll tell you. I'm telling you the truth. On the way home, she said, Lord, that idiot preacher you got down there, he's crazy. If he thinks I'm going to submit to my husband, and the Lord spoke to her and told her, said, do you know what the word submit means? She said, well, yes, Lord, it means obey. He said, did I tell you to submit to me and all things? She said, well, yes, Lord, and I don't have a problem submitting to you. He said, well, didn't I tell you to submit to your husband in everything? She said, well, yes, Lord, that's what that preacher said. But, Lord, I don't want to do that. It'll be over his dead body before I obey him. And the Lord spoke back to her and says, no, it will be over your children's dead bodies. And so that woman came back, and she was a little lamb when she walked in this time. Praise God. And, of course, she obeyed God's word. She went home, got right with her husband. That's today that woman will tell you every time she comes here, she will say, we had 9 years of hell on earth. And then the last time she was here, they'd been married 19 years. She said, we've had 10 years of bliss. And in the last 10 years, since I've been submissive to my husband, we've not had one single sick child. Amen. We have not been back to the doctor. And before that, they'd been to the doctor's office on a regular basis. She said sometimes in every 2 or 3 weeks, they were in the doctor's office. And now then, in 10 years of obeying God's word, the whole family has walked in divine health. Is that the way we want to walk? Is that just for one family? No, that's for every family. God is the one ruling over the church. And the people, so many people don't want to hear these things. But I didn't write the book. How many of these rules do I have to obey?
Every one
of them. That's exactly right. Guaranteed. It says, wives must submit to your husbands as is fitting for those who belong to the Lord. If you belong to the Lord, then this is for you. If you're not a woman of God that's married to a man, then you can go do what you want to do. Probably, more than likely, even if both of you are lost, if the woman were to be a submissive woman and submitted to her husband, even if both of them's lost, they'd have a much better marriage than it would if she was trying to be the dictator. I believe that with all my heart. But as Christians, we have no options. You know, God tells us what to do. Verse 19 and 20. And you husbands must love your wives and never treat them harshly. Your husbands must love your wives. In other words, if God told her to submit to you and he told you to love her and not treat her harshly, what do you think he meant? Exactly what he said. You don't have to have an interpreter for that, do you? And you husbands, you must love your wives and never treat them harshly. Because the Lord says in other places, if you don't love your wife like that, I will not answer your prayer. So there's probably a lot of men in the church don't get their prayers answered because they don't treat their wife like God told them to treat them. And then the children. He didn't leave out nobody. He said, and you children, if you want to obey... Oh, that's not what he said? Oh, you children must obey your parents. Is that what he said? Because it says, you children, you must always obey your parents, for this is what pleases the Lord. Now then, how many of you children want to please the Lord? Hey, I'm a child too. I want to please the Lord. Yes, I do. So as a child, if I please the Lord, what does that mean God's going to do for me? Oh, he'll answer my prayer. He'll do wonderful things, won't he? Yes, and do you want God to do wonderful things when you pray?
Yes,
I do, so I want to please him. I sure don't want to be a disobedient child and wind up and God get upset with me and something come upon me that's bad. I do not want that to happen. You children must always obey your parents, for this is what pleases the Lord. I wonder how old you have to be before you don't have to obey your parents. Wonder how old you have to be. I got a feeling there's no age limit on this. I got a feeling it makes no difference how old we are. If I was 73 and mine was still alive today, if they were, of course, both of them's already gone home to be with the Lord. But if they were still here today, I would still be required by God to honor and obey my parents. Would I not? Here's the thing. Some of you mothers need to learn this. Some of you mothers never learn to give up your sons. I remember a woman one time when I was over in Louisville, and her son was 18 years old, and my son was considerably younger than him. But we were there talking that night, and so the kids didn't want to talk about what we were talking about as adults, so they went out in the front yard and just got in the car. And this 18-year-old son of theirs, he was still in the car talking with my son whenever we got ready to go, which was about 10:30 or 11 o'clock that night. And she just jumped on that 18-year-old boy and said, you know, you should have stayed in the house. And as she jumped on him and chewed him out and told him what he should have done and everything else, I told her, I said, ma'am, that boy's 18. I said, you as the mother need to get off of his case. You need to let him be a man. I said, young boys don't like for mothers doing these kind of things. In fact, I'll tell you how even with a dad, when Tim was only about this big, he was going to go on a church outing with Brother Ben Smith. He was going to be the leader of about 10 boys. He had a whole carload of boys. I mean, had them all packed in his car, taking them up to the church camp for a week. And I just barely got there from work in time to see them off. I come running up to the car and jerked the car door open. And Tim, when I did, Tim stuck his hand out like this. And so I reached down and shook his hand and I said, son, y'all have a good trip. And I turned him loose. When they got back, Brother Ben said, if I ever saw a man of wisdom, It was Thurman. He was coming after that boy to hug him and kiss him on the cheek and say, son, I love you. When his boy did not want to be intimidated for all them other boys, he wanted to look like a man. So he stuck his hand out and said, you shook it and said, have a good trip, son. See you when you get back. He said, that's the way the boy wanted to be treated. He did not want you to be burbling all over him, kissing him, telling him, you're my baby and all that stuff. And he was only probably 11 or 12. He still wanted to be treated like a man. And some of you mothers, never turn your boys loose. You treat them like babies. And they're not babies. They want to be men. They want to be a man. And I thought about that woman. I told her, I said, you know, you really need to turn that boy loose. And she thought about that. And she later did turn the boy loose. And she said, you know the hardest thing I ever did, Thurman? I said, what? She said, well, I had to turn him loose, like you said, and let him be his own man. When he come in, and when he got to be 19 and 20, still lived with him at home for a while. But when he say, Mom, I'm going to do this, she say, yes, son. You know, she didn't try to run his life no more. She let him be his own man. And some mothers, you know, they just have to turn their kids loose. You children must always obey your parents, for this is what pleases the Lord. 21 and 22. Fathers, don't aggravate your children. If you do, they will become discouraged and quit trying. This is what I tried my best to do as we were raising our children. Every time they come and ask me for something, I thought about what they said. Is there any reason that I would have to say no? You know, can I say yes to what their request? Because I noticed in parents, one of the children walk up and say, Dad, can I go home with Tim? And the man say, no, no. And I got to paying attention to parents. And some of them, they ain't even listening to what their children are asking. They just say no. Well, you're aggravating your children, and your children are going to get to where if the only answer you have is no, they're going to stop asking. They're going to do what they want to do, and then if there's a consequence to suffer, they'll just suffer the consequence. But I learned that lesson. I don't want to aggravate my children. So if they ask for something, I stop and think, is there a reason why I should say no?
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Make Allowance for Each Other's Faults, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.